how did you first become aware of Dr. Kwan's work?
So interesting. So Professor Glenn Kwan, he's a guest speaker in the program, the MSN Biotech program. But I can go a little bit more in details about the story, how it started. I was working at UW here in a research lab in the anesthesiology department. And at the same time, I was working on another technology that the professor I was working with, and he was trying to develop this technology and maybe to commercialize it. So it's a drug delivery, I would say. I'm not going to go into details, but it's a drug delivery technology. And at the same time, when I was evaluating his technology, and when Dr. Kwan came to speak to our class, he spoke about his technology, the drug delivery technology, which is more on the cancer side. And so that opened my eyes about his technology, and I thought, like, how to combine both technologies, and maybe it's like there will be as a platform for these two technologies and maybe be able to commercialize these technologies. But interestingly, so I started digging more. So I went to learn more about Glenn Kwan's technologies through his research, his papers, and then more into his technologies on patented technologies at Wharf's website. So that's what I started digging into the IP. And so then decided to move forward with that, and I approached Dr. Kwan about this and to see if he is interested in starting a company and combining the other technology. So just to making a long story short, so speaking to investors and other people in the industry, it did not make any sense to combine the two technologies because the other technology was not ready. It needed more work and more development. So Professor Glenn Kwan and I, and also he's a co-founder of Codi Therapeutics, and there was another person here, his name is Dr. Kevin Kozak. He also was working on the technology with Dr. Kwan. And so we decided to move forward and start the company. And since then, we've been more focused on the preclinical and fundraising.
And